Share Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Non-commercial, community-powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino-American National News. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On this evening's show, we will have a plethora of community announcements along with news from the Philippines and a diverse music selection. In regards to the community announcements here in Minnesota, on Sunday, June the 1st, at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, they'll be having their annual Carinderia event. That'll be taking place from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Also, that same evening in Minneapolis at the Fine Line Music Cafe, the Buzzkill Tour, headlined by Lynn Lapid, with opener RC Avenue, will be taking place at 7:30 p.m. The Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their annual children's camp, which actually is, this is the 20th anniversary of the CSFA's cultural camp, which will be taking place at the Camp Sacagawea in Apple Valley, Minnesota, from June the 7th through the 8th. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact them via email at philchildcamp@gmail.com. From June the 12th through the 29th, Theater Mu presents Stop Kiss, a play by Diana Sun, at the Gremlin Theater. And from what I know, there is a Filipina actress by the name of Mjoy Gavino who will be one of the stars of the show. And right now we are currently trying to find some time with Miss Mjoy Gavino and some of the other talented people involved with the play of Stop Kiss. I believe a frequent guest of the Filipino-American National News, Michelle Joya, may be partaking in that interview, but we should be having that coming up in the very near future. On Saturday, June the 21st, the third annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival will be taking place at the Mississippi Crossing Event Center from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information in regards to that event, you can go to their website at MinnesotaLumpiaFestival.com. And hopefully in the near future, we're working on some interviews as well, on top of our interview with MJoy Gavino. Hopefully an interview that we've actually been trying to work on probably from the beginning of time, of at least as far as my involvement with the Filipino American National News, an interview with actor, DJ Derek Bosco, will hopefully be taking place in the very near future. I also believe tonight at the First Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a former guest of the Filipino American National News and a former radio personality at Beat 96, DJ Bonix, is part of a Taylor Gang tour for the rapper Wiz Khalifa that'll be taking place this evening. DJ Bonix has had a significant role in the success, or the early success, of Wiz Khalifa, as they are both Pittsburgh natives, and DJ Bonix one of the first DJs in that community to start playing Wiz Khalifa music, and their bond since then has been a great bond. I remember a time when DJ Bonix was here doing some volunteering on Thanksgiving weekend, at least at the early parts of Thanksgiving weekend, and then hopped on a plane to, I believe, Dubai to help out on the concert tour with Wiz Khalifa. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from the artist known as Alpha Garcia, also a former guest of the Filipino American National News. And the name of this track is entitled A Cup of Coffee.
Skies and sunsets, they're not for me. Jaded, the polish has faded. The heart isn't simple, so I built a wall. But the same refrain I hear in my head is telling me I'm
Was Alpha Garcia with her song Cup of Coffee. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM here in the Twin Cities, also on KFAI.org. And by searching the Filipino American National News, which shows are archived up to 2 weeks, we can also be found via the Google Play and Apple Store by searching the KFAI app. And we can also find the Filipino American National News presence on both Facebook and Instagram. And of those interviews that we were able to tape via video, via Zoom, we have those interviews over the last couple of years there on our Facebook site. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk for our first story of the evening. And this comes from SI.com. On July 19th, legendary Filipino boxer Manny Pacquiao will be returning to the ring for a professional fight for the first time in about 4 years when he faces 30-year-old Mario Barrios for the WBC welterweight belt in Las Vegas, Nevada. While there's a ton of excitement about Pacquiao coming out of retirement, there's also a fair share of concern. Not only is Pacquiao now 46 years old, but he hadn't looked good in his most recent professional loss, a unanimous decision beat down defeat by Yordanis Ugas in 2021, and looked slow during his exhibition bout last year. However, Pacquiao does stand a chance against Barrios. It will likely be due to his power. This is because punching power is typically the last thing that leaves an aging boxer in comparison to speed and agility. Therefore, Pacquiao's fans are hoping that he might be able to find a knockout punch against Barrios. Pacquiao made a fascinating addition to his training camp ahead of his July 19th fight as he invited Filipino-American NFL safety Cameron Bynum, who now plays for the Indianapolis Colts, to the team in order to help him prepare for Barrios. The boxing icon has been known to bring celebrities and other pop culture icons in some of his past training camps, so Bynum coming on board wasn't necessarily a surprise. However, a prediction that Bynum made when speaking with ESPN or ES News on May 23rd is somewhat surprising. When Bynum was asked for a prediction for the fight, he said, "Manny, easy." When asked what round Pacquiao will win, he said, "I'll say 12 rounds, but unanimous decision." Bynum's sentiment is interesting because most believe that if the fight goes to the decision, that means Barrios will be the winner. But perhaps Bynum knows something about Pacquiao's gas tank that the rest of us don't, given that he's now training alongside him. And that is from SI.com. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, a man that is a boxer, a sender, and an actor at times, an amateur basketball player slash, I guess, professional basketball player in some form in the Philippines. He does occasionally throw his hat into the world of singing. And this Manny Pacquiao song here is his rendition of Laban Ko. Well, Laban Ako. Once again, this is Manny Pacquiao.
Tinatanong sa aking isipan, bakit kailangang husgahan ang iyong nararamdaman? Ano ba ang tamang batayan upang tayo'y pakinggan? Dapat mataas ba ang iyong pinagmulan? Kahit nasasaktan ang aking sarili, pilit na itinatago at walang sinasabi. Puso ko may nagturugo, yay di kita ng iba. Basta't ang mahalaga, bayan ko'y masaya. Lalaban ako sa mundo, dala ang pangalan mo. Pinoy ako, Pinoy tayo. Lalaban ako sa mundo, kapalit may buhay ko. Lalaban ako para sa Pilipino. Maging kayo ay may pangarap sa bayan, ang makatulong sa kapwa o magbigay karangalan. Kahit maging sino ka man, lukha o mayaman, kung para sa bayan, sabay tayong lalaban. Lalaban ako sa mundo, dala ang pangalan mo. Pinoy ako, Pinoy tayo. Lalaban ako sa mundo, kapalit may buhay ko. Lalaban ako para sa Pilipino. Lalaban ako, lalaban ako. Lalaban ako sa mundo, dala ang pangalan mo. Pinoy ako, Pinoy tayo. Lalaban ako sa mundo, kapalit may buhay. Lalaban ako para sa Pilipino. Lalaban ako para sa Pilipino. Lalaban ako para sa bayan ko.
Once again, that was Manny Pacquiao with Labalan Ako, which I believe loosely translates to I Will Fight, which is ironic since we read a story about his future boxing intentions. But now we head over back to the news desk, and this comes from Reuters. China's foreign ministry on Friday urged the Philippines to immediately stop infringement and provocation in the South China Sea or face China's resolute response. The remarks came day after Beijing and Manila traded accusations following a confrontation between the two of their vessels in the contested waters of the South China Sea. It was legitimate for China to take necessary measures, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Mao Ning told a press conference on Friday, defending the Chinese Coast Guard's response to the Philippine ships. The China Coast Guard on Thursday said it took control measures against Philippine ships and confirmed a collision occurred between the two side vessels. The U.S. ambassador to Manila, Mary Kay Carlson, described China's actions as aggressive, and in a post on X on Thursday said they recklessly endangered the lives and threatened regional stability. When asked about Carlson's comments, Mao told reporters, "We advised the U.S. side not to use the Philippines to stir up trouble in the South China Sea and not to undermine peace and stability in the region." Coast Guard vessels from the Philippines and the U.S. took part for the first time in joint maritime exercises with naval and air force units in the contested South China Sea earlier this year. China has accused the U.S. of sowing discord in the region. China claims almost the entire South China Sea, despite overlapping claims by Brunei, Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines, and Vietnam. In 2006, a ruling of an international arbitral tribunal said Beijing's claims, based on its historic maps, have no basis under international law, a decision China does not recognize. And once again, that was from Reuters. We are coming quite close to the end of the Philippine-American National News, at least for this week's show. And just to remind our listeners that you can find us here every Sunday from 9 to 9:30 p.m. here on KFEI on 90.3 FM. But for right now, as we said, we may have an additional story from our news desk. And this comes from the avinews.com. The Philippine Department of Agriculture has lifted its temporary ban on poultry imports from Minnesota and the U.S. following confirmation that the outbreak of a highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, in the state has been resolved. Through new memorandum order, Agriculture Secretary Francisco II Laurel Sr. authorized the resumption of imports of live poultry, poultry meat, day-old chicks, hatching eggs, and poultry semen from Minnesota. The latest import ban on the state, imposed in February 2005, a precautionary measure aimed at protecting the country's poultry industry and essentially contributor to the food security, employment, and investment. The decision to lift the restriction was based on an official report submitted by the U.S. veterinary authorities to the World Organization for Animal Health, confirmed for the that all reports that the HPAI cases has been contained with no new outbreaks reported since February 28th. And right now, that is the end of our news from our news desk. We're going to end the show with, an updated version of a popular song by Jeremy Passions. It's a song, I guess, that would make him famous, internet famous. And it is his song entitled Lemonade. But this features Luke Edgeman and Tori Kelly. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Sunshine in the rain, my Tylenol when I'm in pain, yeah. Let me tell you what she means to me. like a tall glass of lemonade when it's burning hot on summer days. She's exactly what I need. Said she's soothing like the ocean rushing on the sand. She takes care of me, baby, and she helps me be a better man. She's so beautiful. Sometimes I stop to close my eyes. She's exactly what I need. She's my smile when I'm feeling blue. She's my good night's sleep when the day is through, yeah. Let me tell you what she means to me.
She's kinda like this.
Kinda like the feeling after your first kiss, except that every day she makes me feel like this. She's exactly what I need. Oh yeah, she's soothing like the ocean rushing on the sand. She takes care of me, baby, and she helps me be a better man. She's so beautiful. Sometimes I stop to close my eyes. She's exactly what you're, more of what I need and less of what I don't, baby. The ocean rushing on the sand, she takes care of me, baby, and she helps me be a better man.
She's so beautiful.
Oh, sometimes I stop to close my eyes. She's exactly what I need. Exactly what I need.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. The community's true voice.